324. 324. Deeper and deeper I go. Hallelujah. Tonight's our Friday night meeting. It's the last large meeting that we'll have before we go home. And of course, when you come to this Friday night, you say, oh, we got to have a great meeting tonight. We have to. We have to. We have to. And I want you to know you don't have to. We can't produce that. That has to be the work of the Holy Spirit. And we ought to just see Jesus like we have every night. Just love Him. Just worship Him. Just enjoy His presence. Just give yourself to Him as you've been doing. And Jesus will give us the meeting that we need tonight. Okay, so no stress or strain, starting with the preacher and everybody else. Praise God. He won't disappoint us. He knows all about this meeting and what He wants to do for you yet before He brings you to your homes. And we can just trust Him. Trust Him to accomplish His will and rest in His love and worship Him and just enjoy Jesus tonight. Praise God. Lord, we just commit this whole camp to you tonight. Lord, all the gatherings. Lord, you know all about them. You know what you want to accomplish and how to bring it about. And we just pray, Lord, that you will manifest your sweet and powerful presence among us. We pray that you'll speak your word into our hearts, Lord, and that you, Jesus, will move among us, Lord, in your wonderful way. We thank you, Lord. We trust in your love, and we know that you have great things in store for us, that you have every intention of bringing to completion that work that you have begun in us at camp and preparing us for the days ahead. Oh, that we might walk with God closer to you, Lord, and that these precious things that you've done for us will help us to serve you better as we look forward to returning home. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you will grant us openness of soul, that you will be able to pour in all that you desire to, Lord. Oh, Jesus, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will have liberty to move among us in the way that he desires. We pray that you'll touch every life. And, Lord, we pray, most of all, that you will be glorified in all that is said and done. Lord, bless in the cottage. Bless those boys and girls, precious souls. And we pray that you'll lay your hand upon each and every one of them. And, Lord, in the village, you know, what you want to yet do, we pray that in every life you will complete your work and each one will meet the Lord, O God, and hear his will in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm doing it again. Here's another song on the opposite page that we really ought to sing tonight, A Closer Walk with Thee. Praise God. And so let's sing that as well. 323. Hallelujah. Let our testimonies be brief so that we give ample opportunity for those that want to testify to express themselves.
Lord, I am pleading, hear the
closer walk with Jesus involves a lot more than we may realize. The Apostle Paul, it was his desire to know him. We hear that often. In Philippians, he expressed that so beautifully, didn't he? That I might know him. Although I've served him for many years and he's become precious to me, I still want to know him in his greater fullness. I know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, I want to experience that power of his resurrection in my life, through my life, more perfectly. And then he says something interesting. He says, the fellowship of his suffering. And I thought about that. What does that mean? I want to enter into the fellowship of his sufferings. And I think that has something to do with entering into the heart of Jesus. We sang about that before. Into the heart of Jesus. What causes the heart of Jesus to suffer? What does he yearn over? What grieves him? What is it that the burdens that he bears upon his heart? Paul says, I want a heart like that too. I want to enter into the fellowship. I want to share those sufferings with him. I want to feel what Jesus feels over the sinner, over those that are lost. Oh, how Jesus yearns over the lost. And Paul says, I don't yearn over the lost like he does, but I want to enter into the fellowship of his sufferings and of Christians that perhaps are failing the Lord. Maybe they're doubting, maybe they're fearful, and Jesus' heart goes out to them, and he wants to reach out and minister to them. And Paul says, oh, I want to know that too as well. Praise God. I'm sure there's much more involved than I can express, but that's part of a closer walk with Jesus, getting to know him better, experiencing the power of his resurrection, the Holy Spirit's working in our lives more perfectly. But then we enter into the heart of Jesus, and we enter into fellowship with his sufferings. And that's a very important part of walking with Jesus, that his heart becomes our heart somehow. Praise God. And then we forget about ourselves, and out of a heart of love, we reach out to those that he brings across our path, those that are lost and dying and sick and broken. And we bring Jesus to them. We bring the love of Christ to them. And that's what Jesus is looking for, vessels that he can use in that way to reach those that are breaking his heart. And so when we sing just a closer walk with you, Jesus, it's for a purpose. To walk close to Jesus is not just to satisfy my life and my heart, but it has something to do with satisfying his heart too. Yes. Praise God. And when we think of it that way, then it becomes much more important. Oh, I've got to get to know you better. I've got to get closer to you. You need me, Jesus. You need people that will give themselves to you like that. Praise God. And so we're here tonight and we're just opening up to Jesus and saying, Lord, draw me closer. Draw me closer. Draw me closer, Lord, so that when I go back home, I'll walk with God and God will use me for his glory in a greater way. And I'll just keep growing in the Lord and being used by God, and Jesus will be more and more glorified in my life. Yes. Praise God. And God wants to do that for us, I'm sure, among other things. Praise God. And so let's have faith to that end. Let's bless one another. Let's exalt his name together. Praise God. Yes. Which reminds me of a song. Let's sing that. Exalt his name together. It's in this book. And it's a song you'll want to stand as you sing. Thank you. Number 43 in our hymn book. Praise God. And let's stand as we sing. Exalt his name together. Thank you. as we sing the fifth.
The morning stars together.
Thank you. Thank you. Brother, Father, Lord, Son, Father, 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 Son, Father,